This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Did you know that you can listen to the Asa RX audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at asarx.com/experience. Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. So glad you're with us. We're here for you each and every day. Check out the website, go to asarx.com, and we can answer any question that you have. Send me an email to be part of the show. We'd always love to have you. No matter what, we're here for you each and every day. All right. So we all want to be happier. I think if you ask anyone, being happy is a goal for a lot of people. Some people are just angry. And they like being angry. It's like, I'm just angry. And you can't even think, just like, why are you so angry? So a lot of people just enjoy. Everyone has a home, I always call it, right? So everybody has a home, and you can be happy for a minute, but maybe sad is your home all the time. Or maybe you're sad all the time. You can be mad, but then you come back to being sad. Everyone has a home, but I can tell you this. Being happy is a cool thing, and it affects everybody else around you. So there's some tips that were given on how to really find happiness. And there's more to leading a healthy lifestyle than following an eating and exercise plan. So finding happiness in your everyday life can also make a positive impact on your overall health. So according to a new study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, happiness has a positive effect in lowering cortisol levels, which is a stress hormone that's related to health conditions like type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and autoimmune diseases. But if you aren't feeling that happy on a daily basis, and what can be done about that? Well, Gabrielle Bernstein is a New York Times bestselling author of May Cause Miracles, believes that personal happiness, or as she refers to it as miracles, can be achieved in so many different ways. And these little miracles, she calls them miracles now, she writes meditation because she says it gives you time to reflect, bring inner peace, and make a true assessment of where you are in your life and where you can go. So there was a study done from the Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine, that shows that meditation can help reduce stress and ease symptoms of anxiety and depression, which are related to a myriad of health conditions. So make the commitment now to think differently about yourself and make happiness the first thing of the day. It really is true. And, of course, starting the day out with prayer is something that I believe very strongly in, spending time with God and reading my Bible. Like, those are things that I do, okay? And nothing gets my heart and my spirit and who I am grounded and centered more than that. So make the commitment to think differently. Think about yourself and make happiness the first thing of the day. So make your first thought of the day a happy one. And you choose that. See, that's the thing. When you wake up in the morning, you choose all of your thoughts. You choose what you do. You choose what you don't do. It's all completely up to you. Like your routine, you're a result of your routine. And your overall mindset is a result of your routine. So nobody can do that more but you. And that's the key. So number one is make your first thought of the day a happy one. Number two, snap out of a negative mindset. So if you're plagued with an undesirable or destructible thoughts about yourself or others, she recommends to just snap out of it. It's a meditation technique. So once you wear a rubber band on your wrist, and whenever you start to think negative about yourself or others, you flick the rubber band against your arm. And this will create a response in the body and your nervous system and help you snap out of these negative thoughts. So unleash your inner child, too, is another one. So whenever you feel stressed about your responsibilities or commitments, just unplug from the world. It's okay to do that, you know. Shut off your computer and your phone and tap into your inner creativity and your inner self, your inner child, and be childlike. I've got so many friends, good dear friends of mine that are just great business people. And when they can let loose and just get unplugged, it's amazing. Because you to really unlock that child is really to let things go and have fun and not let the stress and the pressures of life really get you down. So it's a really cool thing to be able to do that. So sleep to restore your mind, too. So sleep is really essential. Like, I know that we're in the whole age of, and I'm in this world, right? The entrepreneurs and the hustle and the grind and no sleep and no days off, and that we worship that, really. We really do. Like, it's like celebrated. Like, you're, like if you do that, you're in the upper echelon, right? But I'm a health guy, right? And I'm okay with not sleeping 8 hours. I believe six can be good for a lot of people. So I'm not going to badger anybody, but you start sleeping 4 hours, you start sleeping 4 hours a night on the regular, yeah, there's going to be an issue. Your body's going to break down, and it's going to, you don't make up sleep. Like, it's not like you're going to make it up on the weekend. All right. You get one chance every day to get your rest in for that day, to recover for that day and for the next day. So sleep's essential to emotional health. And people forget it, and also it's a spiritual practice that benefits us mentally and emotionally. So lacking essential shut-eye is another way to block happiness from our lives. So to help you get a restful night of sleep, have a routine. That's the big key, is to, at night, have a good, what we call sleep routine, so that anything, I mean, your sleep hygiene routine could be anything. It could be dimming the lights at 9 o'clock and shutting off any TV or screen, or dimming the, taking the blue light off of your, maybe a tablet or something. But don't lay in the bed and do the computer. Don't do that. Don't lay in the bed with your phone. Like just remember this. The bed is for sleep and sex. That's it. And don't get in the bed and watch movies and do all that. It's just really not a good practice. You really want in the bedroom to keep it for those two things. And if you do that, you'll keep real deep levels of sleep as a priority. And that creates a good environment for happiness. It really does. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Visit us online. Go to asarx.com. That's asarx.com. Let's get on the phones. And let's go to James. Hi, James.
I have a real bad jock itch. I've had it since I was 14 years old, and I can't seem to get rid of it. I mean, I've thrown everything at it, Desnex, powders, cornstarch, lemon, and it just won't go away. What can you do to help me?
Yeah, so whenever you have something like that for years, and 14, I mean, I'm sure you're not 16, so it sounds like it's been a long time. When you've had a fungal type infection, or that's just hung around, whether it's jock itch or on your feet, athlete's foot, usually it's coming from the inside out. It's usually internal. So remember that all fungal and yeast related issues start in the gut and then they go to the other areas. So it sounds more systemic than it does just in that area. It's just showing up in that area. So I would first and foremost look at and talk to your doctor about a good game plan internally to clear out a lot of the yeast and fungal issues. I mean, there's medications that can do that, like Diflucan, really quickly. But you can also look at natural methods like wormwood. You can look at black walnut and some of these natural ways of getting it from the inside out. But inside out is what you need to look at, and getting a good game plan and someone to help you, guide you through that process for sure. Because if it's been around that long, that's where it is. It's lingering on the inside. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Asa RX Experience. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website, go to AsaRx.com. It's interesting that, have you ever seen someone that really takes care of their car? I mean, we all should take care of our cars, right? Did you ever somebody say that really takes care of their car? So when it comes to that, it's like this. It's like most people take care better care of their dogs and their cars than they do themselves, of their own body. And it's interesting. So if... just to compare the two, I kind of did a little thing here. So if you look at a car versus your health, look at the engine health versus your heart health. So your check engine light pops up and you call your mechanic and hightail to your nearest car dealership. I mean, how fast do you go when the check engine light? Because you don't want what? You don't want to spend a bunch of money if you keep driving it and it breaks down, right? But can you spot the symptoms of heart disease, which is the number one killer in both men and women in the United States if they strike? So in addition to having regular cholesterol and blood pressure checks, you need to look for the check engine lights when it comes to your heart. So here's kind of the list of issues when you're dealing with heart-related conditions. So shortness of breath is number one. Chest pain is number two. Swelling of your feet and lower legs, also known as peripheral edema. Yellow bumps on the skin, called xanthelasma. And swollen or sore or bleeding gums. Those are all pretty common. Okay. Now, the car weight versus your weight. So packing your car to the gills with stuff isn't the best idea, but extra weight kills your gas mileage. It makes you work harder, causes premature wear and tear. And the same concept applies to your own body. So if you're still carrying extra pounds around your waist, you're at a greater risk for health conditions like stroke, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, gout, sleep apnea, depression, and fatty liver disease. Do I need to go on? That's a lot. Whole lot. So the extra weight puts stress on the joints and can lead to arthritis. Changing your oil versus changing your blood pressure, these are some big keys. So you should probably get an oil change every 3,000 to 5,000 miles, depending on the make and model of your car. But how often do you get your blood pressure checked? High blood pressure is a serious, serious health condition that can put you at risk for heart attack, stroke, and other illness, and every healthcare visit really should include a blood pressure reading. But if you're dodging the doctor altogether and you're missing out on this vital checkpoint, the American Heart Association recommends that you get your blood pressure checked at least every 2 years. And if your blood pressure stays below the healthy standard of 120 over 80, then that's good. But still, you want to stay on top of it. Now, here's another comparison that you can look at. One is, which I think is really interesting, it's mechanic versus doctor. And I have to say that I've always compared physicians, myself, others, peers and colleagues, to a mechanic. Because really, the more specialized you are, the more you are like a mechanic. So if you have a trusted mechanic but not a trusted doctor, you may care more about your car than you do your health. Choosing a doctor you can trust and feel comfortable asking questions to is critical. So, again, you got to find that out. If you don't have a good family doctor, like I am a huge, like I can't even tell you how many people I talk to that email us, that we talk to, that we coach, that we work with, that our doctors work with, and they want us, and they've mentioned to us, hey, can you be our doctor, your primary care? And I'm like, okay, you need a family doctor. Like, you need a head coach that you're going to at least, I would say once, twice a year, but go once a year for your physical, unless you got something major going on. And they need to be looking at everything. Because a family doctor is crucial. It's vital. And you have to have somebody that can oversee your health. You got to have somebody that can oversee what you cannot see. All right? That's just super important. So a little bit of wisdom from me, make sure you have a family doctor. It is key and is vital. 888-283-7272. This is the ASA RX experience. So glad you're with us. Go to our website. Go to asarx.com. If you want to get a free book, my free book, it's the bestseller. I'm giving it away for free. You want to go there, you can easily see it, find it, and hop in there. We'll be glad to give that to you as a gift. You just cover the shipping cost, and we'll send it right to you. And it's great. It's hardback, and it really will encourage you. The anti-inflammatory diet's in there, and a lot of other great tools and tips and tricks that can help you along the way. And that's the key. We want to see you do better, and we want to see you live better. Let's get over to Johnson. Hi, Johnson.
My wife is 61 years old, and she's pre-diabetic, and they have just prescribed her metformin. But at the same time, shortly after starting that, she's come down with a urinary tract infection, which she thought was anyway, and the regimen of the monistat did not clear that up. I'm just curious whether the metformin could affect your system and create that problem.
Yeah, I mean, it possibly can. I'm just not a big fan of her having to do the medications at all, right? So, I mean, when you get into the pre-diabetes, she's in a phase right now. The good news is she's in a phase right now that if she'll get really aggressive and you guys will come up with a good lifestyle plan for her and she'll start exercising and getting really serious about this thing, I mean, she can overcome it like that. I mean, you know, snap my fingers. Like, she can get over it so fast if she'll get serious. Like, pre-diabetes is just, like, everybody gets freaked out about it. Remember, the body's telling you what it needs. So when something happens like that, you get pre-diabetes, the body's just telling you, hey, this thing with insulin and blood sugar, the pancreas is breaking down, and we just need some help over here. It's not like a death sentence. Pre-diabetes is like it's waving the white flag, like mayday, 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 or whatever. So they're just telling you, the body's just telling you, hey, you need to do something. So it's not the time to take medication and keep your lifestyle habits. Like, that's the worst thing you can do. Now, taking medication, if it's temporary, while you're getting your lifestyle in order, that's totally cool. That's fine. So, and your doctor, you got to respect what your doctor tells you. So what I talk about with medications and all that, people that don't want to take them, I don't think any physician, because see, the main reason they give you medication is because they can't go home and cameras with you and keep you accountable 24/7. Like, who has time for that? They got 10 minutes. The insurance company's going to pay them to talk to you and take notes and make a decision. So get your lifestyle plan together. Get a doctor-based company that does doctor-guided nutrition. Our coaches do that. That can help you get started and then build a game plan from there. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is debating a massive new stimulus bill to help deal with some of the economic fallout from the coronavirus outbreak. The roughly $3 trillion Democratic measure includes more money for cash-strapped states and local governments. The bill is expected to pass in the Democratic-led House, but as far as the Republican-led Senate, Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News,
it's not a serious or mature effort to legislate. It's dead as fried chicken in the Senate. It's dead as fried chicken with the American people once they find out what's in it.
President Trump is calling the development of a coronavirus vaccine Operation Warp Speed. Speaking at the White House, the president says this effort is an historic partnership between the federal government and private sector. Trump adding he hopes to see the vaccine by the end of the year, if not sooner. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
More news about a pandemic-related food shortage. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Mushrooms in short supply at grocery stores across the nation, in part due to a continued spike in sales during the coronavirus pandemic. Retail mushroom sales were up 37% during the first week of May over the same time last year, according to the analytics firm IRI. And throughout April, sales were up more than 33%. But during that same period, the widespread closure of restaurants and institutions meant food service sales dropped to almost nothing. As a result, many growers who were losing food service contracts scaled back their production, according to Pennsylvania-based trade group the American Mushroom Institute. Now with restaurants starting to reopen and a clearly established high retail demand, growers are increasing production again. The American Mushroom Institute expects the shortage will persist for another 6 to 10 weeks, though, as a new crop matures. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Gyms in Arizona and Florida set to reopen on Monday. In Florida, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says it's time for Floridians to get their exercise back on.
This is a respiratory virus that tends to attack people who have some health problems or who aren't as in good physical condition. So don't we want people to be getting exercise? Don't we want people to stay in shape?
DeSantis urging gym owners to act responsibly. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. So glad you're with us. Jump on the website, AsaRx.com. We can easily help you get to the next level with your health and with your life, because this show is all about helping you live your potential. We got an email that came in. So Ted says that he's got a family history with depression. It hit him in the mid-40s. And he said, my diet's average. In general, I'm retired. I have a zero desire to meet new people and really struggle with friendships. Is there anything I can do to help with this depression? And I would say to you this, so depression is multifaceted. Like, it's got a lot of different components to it. And one thing you want to look at, Ted, I think this is going to be helpful to you. First, you've got to get tested. So there's these little chemicals in the body. They're called brain chemicals. We call them neurotransmitters. And unless the neurotransmitters are balanced, and unless they're really, really, really in a good place, like dopamine, serotonin, acetylcholine, GABA, if these are not in a good place, if they're not balanced out, then you're not going to be in a good place. Like, your brain is not going to be in a good place. You're not going to feel healthy. Okay? So you really want to be in a place, in a better place, where you can thrive and not just barely make it. And that's one of the main game changers when it comes to neurotransmitters. So you can get that type of testing done. Now, some doctors don't do that. Like your family doctor may not do that. If you can't find someone, just call our office, touch base with us. We've got, of course, our lifestyle providers do that. We've got an entire system for that. And if you need help or guidance in that, just let us know. We can make that happen. But you want to get tested for the neurotransmitters, brain chemicals. Super important with depression, because if not, you're just shooting in the dark. And I don't like standard practice that much. I'm not a big fan of, hey, take this drug, let's see how it works. Oh, that's not working? Okay, let's do this one for 3 weeks. Oh, gosh, the symptoms are too bad. Oh, let's try this one. Like, that's how we do brain chemistry medicine. That's how we do mental conditions. We do what's best from the research. I get that. I respect that. But every type of medication, depending on the pathway that it works on, does not work well with everyone. And the brain meds are definitely not one size fits all. Like, it really is different. I mean, people get side effects like quite a bit. You've got to find one that fits with you. Okay, so that's what I would look at first and foremost. But again, with depression, you've got to get the neurotransmitters checked. Get that done. And then also get your omega-3 fatty acids checked. There's a blood test you can do for that. See what those levels are, because with depression, a lot of times, if the omega-3 fats are really low, then you're going to be low. Then it's not going to fare well for you. It's not going to be good. So you've got it. For the brain to be healthy, the omegas have got to be up there and be healthy. That's just a good foundation. So I'd get that done and check and see exactly what your levels are, and then build a game plan from there. Okay, and don't forget, cut out the sugar. Sugar's big. It drives down everything with depression, and you're just not going to feel great. Like that. That every time you eat sugar, you trigger the serotonin drop, which is one of the brain chemicals, those neurotransmitters, in the brain, and it creates even more of the depression kind of symptoms. So, hope that helps. Give us a call and keep us posted on how you're doing. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. All right, let's get on the phones and go to Jackson. Hi, Jackson.
I recently read about how vaccinations could make people predisposed to obesity, and that's really what I wanted to ask about, if you knew anything. Because I know vaccinations in itself has been a hot topic.
It's a real hot topic, a real big one. You know, my stance on vaccinations is pretty neutral, and I'm not like a huge advocate for or against it. So you're not going to get a whole lot out of me, because I'm neutral on it, because I there's benefits for it, and then there's things that I just not real fired up about it. Okay, so I'm kind of it really comes down to personal opinion. So I tell you this, I definitely say, don't just go with what your pediatrician says. Like, don't just blindly say, okay, and let's do the vaccination schedule. I definitely think you need to research it and spend time understanding how vaccines work, know the pros and the cons, and take your time. Because even if a schedule is set for a certain date with your child, it's okay to take a few weeks and study and research for your own benefit, because these are decisions that you're making for your child, or if it's later in life, for you. But like, they're relying on you. I mean, of course we got to respect our doctor, and yeah, to become a physician is a lot of hard work, and it takes years of study, no doubt about it. It's just that you want to be informed, for because it is your family, it is your child, it's your responsibility. So this is, we're way past the day and age where the white coat tells you something and you say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Like, we're in a day and time where you can take your own health in your hands. And I really encourage that. Like, it doesn't bother me when people come to me and ask me 1,000 questions about what they read on Google. Okay, like, that's fine. I'm just glad you're learning about your own health. Maybe off, and maybe an article or something that was way off. I mean, just, you know, and there's a lot. I mean, there's tons that are way off. But at the end of the day, at least you're asking questions, at least you're learning, and for me, that's a big deal. And for me, that's huge. Like, I'm a huge fan of that, and think you should do whatever it takes to make that happen. So that's first and foremost. So I would do that, and again, make your best decision. And again, if your decision is not to, don't freak out. Pediatricians a lot of times will kick you out if you don't do the schedule. Okay, I just want you to know that. Like it, they'll say to you, "I'm sorry, we can't take care of you. You're not allowed in this practice." Like people get really militant about it. So if you decide not to, there's exemption forms you can sign for schools, religious exemption. And there are pediatrician practices that will take you even if you didn't do the vaccination schedule. So just do the research. You can find those too. And then if you're really strong on their vaccinations, then you'll be good to go because everybody will be congruent with you and they're all for you. And that's cool too. So either way, you're going to win. Just make the best decision for you, your kids, your family, and for what you feel good about. Like that's my stance on it. I'm not some radical, militant vaccine guy. Political bandwagon, like that's just not me. I'm just not, because I know being a physician, like how can you be a doctor and not see the benefits of it? Yet of course there's other stuff that I'm not real fired up about that I've seen, but at the same time they've got benefits. So you really have to do the research about it and make the best decision. Like that's just the best way to do it. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? Give us a call or go to the website. Go to asarx.com. Now, video games are big, but there's kind of a way to do it that's better than others. Most parents would prefer their kids spend more time reading books than playing violent video games. Now, I got to tell you, like this, of course, I'm probably telling you my age right now, but like when the video games first came out, and I was a kid, like a small kid, when video games came out, like Odyssey and Atari and all those basic games like Pac-Man and Galaga and all that, like I was a kid when that came out. And like Nintendo, like the first Nintendo, right? That was like unbelievable. Mario Brothers was like, oh my gosh. So that's the era that I came up in, and now the games are so advanced. I remember one time I played video games when I was a kid. I really liked them, but I was super active, and I'll never forget it. I was in Dallas, Texas, and I was doing ministry with a traveling ministry. It was called the Power Team, and I was traveling like incessantly. Like, I mean, 250 days a year we were on the road. I was in my early 20s, and so one of the guys, we had roommates, right? So we had an apartment, and a bunch of us, several of us lived there. It was a big apartment, and because we were on the road mostly. And one of the guys had this new video game. It was like a PlayStation or a 3 Xbox or something. It was the new technology. And there was a fight games, and I'll never forget that they were playing it, and they said, "Hey, you know, play this with us." They taught me how to do it. It was so addictive. I literally went 24 hours, didn't sleep, and played nonstop against these guys. We would eat and play. And I just stepped away from that and said, I can't do this. Because it sucked up so much of my time. I can't imagine what it does with kids now and how hard it is. My daughter doesn't do, we don't do video games. So like it's a huge time waste. And I know there's gamers and there's a whole culture with this thing. But I do think that it's wow, it was really, when I saw that for my own self, I was like, man, we've come a long way from Mario Brothers. So it's a whole different deal. So needless to say, I quit doing it because it wasn't for me. But what's interesting is the Journal of American Medical Association in Pediatrics confirms that their instincts were correct, that violent video games are again linked to an increase in aggression and addiction. So the kids who reported playing these violent video games were found to think that aggression was okay in real life. There was emotional changes too that happened. At 0 to 2 years old, kids this age shouldn't even be exposed, they say, to television screens, never mind play video games. And this is all in the research. Center for the Study of Violence at Iowa State University. From 2 to 6, even though your child's probably figured out how to use the television by now, Dr. Anderson in the study still recommends that they don't start playing video games quite yet. He says there's too many other things. You need to be out playing. You need to be out doing recreation outside, sports and whatnot. 7 and older, he recommends at this age, kids can play, but they shouldn't play more than 5 to 10 hours a week. I'm down with that. So what kind of games to play are the non-violent games, like the sports games, tend to be the better for behavior development and not interfere with the rewiring of the brain. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. So glad you're with us. Check us out on the web. Go to AsaRx.com. Now, if you know I'm giving away my free book, you go there. And we can send you a copy of the free book. Just let us know. But we are here to help you. All you got to do is cover the shipping. That's it. And we'll send you a hard copy cover of my book, national bestseller, all the lists. And it's got the anti-inflammatory diet in there, which is encouragement to you. I think it'll really, really help you get to the next level with your health and with your life. So you may have heard the expression, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. But in fact, the ability to recover from life's inevitable problems is a quality worth nurturing. Because so can you bounce back from life's challenges? That's the question. I want to talk about that for a minute because I think resilience is a trait that we all need. Because life is going to send you challenges. Life is going to give you hardships. Life is going to throw at you tough times. But tough times don't last. Tough people do. Because there's always a better day coming. You know that. I know that. There's always a better day coming. There's no single definition of resilience better, but it generally refers to the capacity of an individual to adapt and really rise out of difficult circumstances. So Colin A. Depp, who's assistant professor in the Department of Psychiatry at the School of Medicine and researcher at Stein Institute on Aging at the University of California, San Diego, says resilient benefits are staggering. So if you're over the age of 60, and they were looking at a study to find out exactly what kind of what resilience actually did, and here's what it gave you. It gave you a greater sense of self-control over your life, greater tolerance of negative emotions, trust of your own instincts, and better use of spiritual practices to cope. So studies of people facing difficult situations, they looked at this. For example, their own illness or that of a loved one clearly demonstrated that a positive outlook makes a difference in their emotional health. So here's why. Negative emotions, the ones that drag you down, can trigger a physical fight or flight response and keep you narrowly focused on the source of your distress. But positive emotions, even the ones you have to work at, actually have a calming effect on your physical response. They can boost your immunity and ultimately broaden your perspective so that you can see more recovery options than you thought you had. So anyway, resilience is the key. So you want to build some in your life? Here's how you do it. All right, resilience. I like that word. It's a good word. 888-283-7272. Always give us a call. I know you're hanging on the phones there, so hang tight. I'll be right with you. So we're talking about resilience, building some in your life. Number one, build positive relationships. In the study, it demonstrated that people who are socially engaged often are more resilient. Count your blessings? Yes. It's trite but true. Taking time at least once a week to write down your sources of gratitude increases positive emotions. Explore your spiritual path. Finding or deepening your spiritual practices can help you build resilience. Focus on the positive in a journal. People who use more words expressing positive emotion when keeping a journal, they have better outcomes. Laugh more. You want to build humor in your life? Then start to laugh more. Make a plan and take action. So planning positive action steps to solve a problem or some aspect of a problem in your life is essential to resilience and recovery. Pat yourself on the back. Yeah, you just know you have the skills and abilities to hit certain areas of your life, to get good balance in your life. So while it's true that there are some people who seem to have natural gift for resilience, it's possible to learn how to sail right through difficult times. Resilience is something that we practice. It's something that we learn, and it's something that we earn as we go. So resilience can be a huge factor for all of us. It can make a big impact. You're listening to the Asa RX Experience. So glad you're with us. Go to AsaRx.com. Let's get to Laura. Hi, Laura.
I can't seem to digest my food, even if it's something really, really light like a salad. It takes hours. I have noticed that I have to eat at 2:30 in the afternoon in order to be able to sleep without throwing up in my sleep. And I just wanted to get some information about that.
Yeah, so the digestion, remember, after bed to the age of 40, we start losing our body's ability to digest that well. And our enzymes in our food are not great. So even if organic, I don't care where your food comes from, organic, perfect, from the farm in Minnesota, and it's amazing. Like, even if it's from there, our soil is pretty depleted, and most of the studies and things that we know in the, from the agriculture departments, they'll tell you that. So no matter where it's cooked and made, or not cooked, but no matter where it's grown and produced, then we know that there's some issues with the soil and the quality. So one of the big things you got to look at, big issues with it, is after the age of 40, our digestive system doesn't work that great, especially if we've eaten a bunch of junk food, poor foods, not getting a lot of fiber, not a lot of live foods, and that issue. So what do? There's a couple things you can do. Now, apple cider vinegar is super helpful, but it can also be a little bit challenging. So if you do organic apple cider vinegar, a couple tablespoons with some lemon water and honey, and you drink that about 30 minutes after a big meal, that can help, and it can help stimulate what's called hydrochloric acid in the digestive tract. And when that happens, then you can do pretty well. But if you get a challenge with that, then that's where the issue comes in. So the main thing I would do is look at a way to increase that. And there's a supplement we use called Digest X. So it's a blend that works to build up the hydrochloric acid in your stomach, which is a first primary piece. You have to do that. You have to get to the place where you build those levels back up. And you can. It's not hard. It just takes time. And eating the right kind of foods that will create the best kind of digestion, that's another key. So you want to make sure you can get the right kind of foods in the right combination to do well. And that's what I'll encourage you with first. So the hydrochloric acid, that's a big one. Apple cider vinegar can be super helpful. Now, here's a little key, though. If the apple cider vinegar, if you take it with a meal and it burns worse, it means that you've got too much acid. Then you got to go a different route. But we can talk about that later. Give us a call if that's the case. But working on your digestion, cutting out the inflammatory-based foods, giving your body a more anti-inflammatory-based diet is going to be a better place to start. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producers, Derek Allen, Mr. Fig, and our engineer, John Garrison. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you live your potential.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.